It's time for Freak's Pick. It's the key game, matchup, or event to look out for in sports this weekend.
We'll start tonight in the NBA. The Golden State Warriors taking on the OKC Thunder. That's ESPN. That's 8:30. Two Western Conference foes that don't really like each other. And they're right there at the top of their divisions. They're fighting for a little playoff seeding like always. Right there at the top of the Western Conference. And the Western Conference is competitive as always. So this should be a good game tonight. Got Kevin Durant on one side. You got Steph Curry on the other side. Two guys that can fill it up and shoot it from anywhere.
Yeah, I like that Golden State team. And Joe, a lot of people are kind of every year we have the free agent, bonanza, it seems, in the NBA. An under-the-radar move that the Golden State Warriors, getting Andre Iguodala, I thought that was a great pickup. He has been that great kind of multi-tool Swiss Army knife type player. He does a little bit of everything, and he's a smart player. He's one of my favorite players to watch.
That was a great move, Matt. And then moving on tomorrow, you have the Arkansas Razorback basketball team taking on the Georgia Bulldogs. That's going to be SEC Network, which is your local ABC affiliate, KATV here in Central Arkansas. And that's at 12:30. Let's see if the Razorbacks can get a road victory in conference.
Much needed, Joe. Much needed.
All right, and then moving on to Sunday, you have the NFC Championship game. That's San Francisco at Seattle. That's Fox, and that's at 5:30. And we've already given our picks there, so we know how everybody feels and where everybody's going. And my pick of what you can't miss out on is the earlier game. It's the AFC Championship game. New England Patriots, Denver Broncos. That's CBS, 2 o'clock. You got Peyton Manning, Tom Brady again for the 15th time in their career. And we talked about it a little yesterday. Both of these guys, if they're able to go on and win the Super Bowl, we've been talking about some of the greatest quarterbacks in NFL history. They put themselves right there at the top or close to the top, along with we regard Joe Montana as being that guy right now. But either one of these guys can take that next step to being, if not right there side by side with Joe Montana, maybe elevate themselves a little ahead of him.
Yeah, Joe, I think you're right. And Peyton Manning and Tom Brady, this could be their last AFC Championship game matchup.
You're right.
That's an awesome – I mean, how could you just turn away from that game? And Tom Brady is able to win and goes on to win a Super Bowl. I think you're going to say Joe Montana, Tom Brady in the same breath. I don't think you would be able to mention one without mentioning the other. And then the same thing, Trey and Joe, with Peyton Manning. If he's able to win and win a Super Bowl, I think you say all three of them in the same breath, because right now it's kind of Peyton Manning, best regular season quarterback, Tom Brady, the most clutch postseason quarterback. It's going to be like a 1A, 1B, 1C if Peyton Manning's able to win.